Blake, having gone through training camp and the preseason, can you just walk us through kind of what your mindset is for the next couple of days with this group, what you want to get accomplished before you jump on the plane on Wednesday?
Well, I think the schedule is kind of different for our group. Spent a lot of time practicing, so I think we're excited to get back into games.
What a different type of pressure, Blake, that comes with the expectations that a lot have for this group this season?
I have high expectations every year, and I don't think we've really paid much attention to what people have said about us externally. If we listened to that last year, we were picked, last in our division. It's a new year. Everyone's got something to prove, including us. So what's said or what's written or what happened last year doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, Hockey News picked you guys to actually win the Cup next spring. Is that kind of cool to hear, or is it a bit of an eye roll that, oh, here we go, more expectations here?
So, Paul, based on my last answer, your follow-up question is about Stanley Cup prediction. So I'm going to try to rephrase it and be civil about it.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're trying to just focus on, some of the things that made us successful last year, some of the things we learned from last year, but ultimately, like I said, it's a new year. And, I don't know this, but tell me the last time the Hockey News picked the Stanley Cup. Did they pick Washington last year?
No clue. Probably not.
You know what I mean? So it's flattering. Obviously it means you're on the right path, and they see some things they like in our team. So you're not going to be upset about it, but it doesn't mean anything.
You got some talent here, clearly, which is nice to know.
Right. We do have talent, and talent has proven to make the game exciting and put fans in the seats, which we've never had a problem with, but that doesn't win, it doesn't. And the teams that have won in the past obviously are talented, sometimes have the best players in the world on their team, but there's a lot more to it than that, and that's what we're trying to work on.
Based on your new dynamic of a few new players and maybe even a new approach from the coaching staff, I don't know, but do you expect this team will look much different than last year as far as style? And
well, like I said, I think there's some things that we learned about our group last year that made us successful. So I think you want to try to keep solidifying those things in your game, the things, your foundation of your team identity. And from there, there's some areas we can improve on, certainly, like anything else. But kind of our core values, what we stand for, what we go for every day in here, I think, we want to try to keep those set in stone and just try to build off of that.
I'm not going to ask you then, Blake, about ESPN's power rankings of this morning. But what I will ask you, I've had this stare before, but what I will ask you is there a different feeling, Blake, when you're 72 hours away from the opener, the roster is very close to being set, than even the, how is the energy different than maybe even 4 days ago?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit more of a buzz, especially in practice, and I think that's more just, we finally have our team together, with the scheduling in the preseason, we hardly spent any time together, we were kind of split in half, and so that can make it challenging, you don't really have much to build off of, you're not seeing the same faces every day, but, being back with the guys, getting some good practicing in, and like I said, before, just trying to reassert some of the things that we believe in to make us a good team, kind of creates a little bit better atmosphere in practice.
Any benefit to starting on the road, or does it matter at this point?
Either way, I don't think it matters. We have a tough start, some big division games. It's good to get right back in the thick of it.
I'm interested in your perspective. We keep hearing about how the league gets smaller. I've never really talked to you over the course of your career, the difference that you've seen in, the average NHL player, and maybe a little bit about you and how your body has changed to adapt to the game that we see now.
Yeah, I think the game as a whole has gotten, faster. The pace of play, I think it's allowed, smaller players to flourish, which is great. I think there's been an emphasis on, first and foremost, being able to move, whether you're big, small, or medium. If you can't move, it's going to be really tough to play today. So from there, you gotta pick up, be able to keep speed with everyone. And it seems like the puck's transitioning a lot faster. It seems like there isn't a whole lot of grinding. You know, there's not a whole lot of that going on anymore. So, you know, being a big guy, you certainly got to keep up. You know, you can't fall behind, and being able to move has been you know, one of my strengths. So, just try to build off of that every year to try to keep up with these young guys.
You've been a fast player ever since I've seen you arrive here in town. Have you had to do things? I mean, have you had to cut weight to keep getting faster in a league that keeps getting faster?
No, I've been about the same. You know, I think some of the things I do are differently. Are different than, you know, 8 years ago. The weight might be distributed differently than it was back then, but you know, I think overall I've kind of been about the same, you know, my whole career.